Now, have you ever had that experience where Facebook or Instagram or Google seems to know more about you than you think they should? Maybe they somehow knew you were engaged before you changed your relationship status, or knew that you were expecting a baby before you posted about it online. Maybe they even knew some of the things you were searching for as potential Christmas presents. Present them to you again as advertisements. Big companies are getting better and better at targeting advertising at us, but there are now concerns that they may be using that information they know about us to increase prices on things that we want to buy. Matt Bevan has been looking into it.
Last month here on RN Breakfast, we did an interview with journalist and historian Mike Carlton.
Morning, Fran.
Mike, what do you think's happened to these wrecks?
I did a bit of the research for this interview, so I was Googling his name on my work computer. Then that weekend, I was visiting my parents and I thought I'd download a recent episode of Conversations with Richard Feidler, where Mike Carlton was interviewed, and have a bit of a listen.
Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
I really recommend both these interviews. They're very, very good. The relevance of this is the following day, my wife was looking for Christmas presents online on her own device and suddenly found her browser full of ads for Mike Carlton's books. She had never typed his name into that device, but apparently it knew that I'd been looking him up at work, so it was suggesting she buy one of his books for me. If you've been doing some Christmas shopping this year, you might have had a similar experience. Somehow your computer knew what you or a loved one wanted for Christmas before you even typed it in. Big corporations know a lot about us nowadays.
They have access to a huge amount of information, your past travel information, possible credit card spending. If you're just browsing and you're not logged in, they'll know things like your location, they'll know what kind of device you're on.
That's Arwa Madawi. She's a freelance journalist for The Guardian and a former advertiser based in New York City. And she's been looking into how big companies, particularly airlines and ride-sharing companies, are using the data they know about us to try and control what we're spending our money on.
Even with basic information like your geographical location and what kind of device you're on, companies are already steering you towards different information. For example, Orbitz, an online travel company, found that people with Macs tended to book hotel rooms which were more expensive. So what they did was they steered people towards higher priced hotel rooms based on the device they were using.
So if the company thinks you live in a nice place and have an expensive computer, they will offer you higher priced stuff before the budget options. But according to Arwa Madawi, airlines are also trying to personalise the price they offer you based on this pretty basic information.
Well, I think that everybody who's gone online to buy airline tickets knows the frustration of airline pricing and the way that prices seem to go up and down and up and down. And whenever you seem to be ready to book, the prices always seem to go up, which is what happened to me recently.
Arwa Madawi did something you can try at home. She hid her location and browsing history by clearing her cookies using an incognito browser and a VPN. And for her, at least, it made a big difference while she was trying to buy a British Airways flight from New York to London.
Well, the differences were about $120.
It's a rather blunt way of getting around things, but in the future it might become more difficult as airlines use more data.
Which is where they look at kind of deeper information about you and they offer different prices for different people for the same ticket. So that's going beyond dynamic pricing towards really kind of personalized pricing, which is a kind of trend we're seeing in online retailers as everything gets more personalized.
Think about how much information is stored about you in a database somewhere. How much you earn, how much you spend, how much your house is worth, how often you travel and how much you spend on that travel, how much you spend on restaurants or in the supermarket, when your birthday is, what movies you've seen, what bus you catch, or in the ride-sharing company Uber's case, how low your phone battery is getting.
Uber, it has access to your phone battery, so it knows when it's low. And they also have data which shows that you're more likely to accept surge pricing if your phone battery is low, because you obviously like are desperate to get home.
You're more desperate, of course.
Yeah. They don't use that, they say, but that's why they employ behavioral economists who are tracking this sort of thing to understand, you know, where price sensitivity is and how they can kind of nudge us to buy.
At the moment, most people are happy to give up enormous amounts of personal information to companies like Facebook and Google because it doesn't cost us anything and we get a free service in return. The catch is they use that data to advertise to us.
People hand over their data because they get value in return. The adage is, you know, if you're not paying for it, then you are the product. Mm. And I think that it hasn't really been hitting us in the wallet so far.
But what if companies start to use that data to charge us more for things?
It is absolutely the worst execution of what this whole philosophy is about. It is a very brave business owner to believe that they're dealing with unwitting customers.
That's Barry Urquhart.
Marketing-focused consumer behaviour analyst or marketing strategist.
He's based in WA and he thinks this plan to use our info to charge us more will backfire on companies which try to use it.
The moment that you start to exercise what Uber and the others are talking about, surge pricing, dynamic pricing or opportunistic pricing, you are fracturing relationships and the power of social media where people can actually share the information, share the experiences. There is an immense potential to have huge damage on your brand.
Barry says the idea of companies collating data on us isn't new. Look in your wallet. Do you have a Flybuys card? What about a Woolworths Everyday Rewards card? Have you ever wondered why those companies are so keen to help you save money?
If you're not paying for it, then you are the product.
According to Barry Urquhart, Australian companies aren't that good so far at using the enormous amount of data they have about their customers.
They have progressed from saying, dear sir oblique madam, or dear valued customer, to bring it down to dear Matt. But beyond that, we fall away badly, and that fractures relationships and actually mitigates against optimised sales and customer satisfaction.
So, room for improvement for our supermarkets, but Barry says if you lose the trust of your customers by personalising pricing to them, people might not be so willing to buy your products. And Arwa Madawi says people may not be so willing to give up their privacy.
That is Matt Bevan with that fascinating piece there about advertising on the internet. Be careful about what you're sharing, perhaps.